a federal risk management program, insurance for some poultry producers against catastrophic disease. That product currently doesn't exist, but has been studied by the Agriculture Department. Yet as USDA Risk Management Agency Administrator Brandon Willis told House lawmakers, the study indicates there are some significant challenges to overcome to develop a viable offering.
Some of the hurdles are a lot of the growers in the poultry and swine as well industries are contract growers, and they oftentimes do not have an insurable interest. They raise them, but they don't actually own the livestock. The Crop Insurance Act, as it stands today, requires them to have an insurable interest.
In addition, poultry business interruption would not be considered a natural cause under the current Federal Crop Insurance Act, and there is a current cap of $20 million for livestock and poultry.
Some detailed conversations probably need to take place, the cap that currently exists, because one would hate to have a very useful product that would actually work, and then you hit the cap every time you try to operate it.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.